Okay. First of all, I want you all to know you make me sick. And I'm sure there's something I could bust each and every one of you little mother lovers for. And frankly, I'd love nothing more than to see each and every one of you in prison. But hey, I've been asked not to talk about my fantasy, so I'm going to talk to you about street drugs. Now, this little tin right here contains the whole rigmarole, all right? I got some big fat doobies in here. I got both your powdered and your crack cocaine. I got your goofballs. I got your peyote, amphetamines, and also mood stabilizers. All right, so let's pop a cork in the chatter and watch the film. Okay, first of all, I'd like you to know that you all make me sick. So let's pop a cork in the chatter and watch a film.
Ooh. Hello, I'm Jerry Blank, and I'm a 46-year-old high school freshman. For 32 years, I was a teenage runaway. I was a boozer, a user, and a loser. My friends were dealers, cons, and 18-karat pimps. But now, I'm out of jail, picking up my life exactly where I left off. I'm back in high school, living at home, and discovering all sorts of things about my body. I'm finding out that though the faces have changed, the hassles are just the same.
Our cousins from the east were eating bowls of rice, safely nestled in their internment camp.
Excellent report, Poppy. It's important that we never forget the atrocities the Japanese committed against our boys. Okay? Good job. Jerry, are you ready with your report?
History has taught us many things. For example, I can't smoke one stick of pot or take one needle of coke. One night, I was thrown by a horse and I had to have a laminectomy.
Thank you, Jerry.
Now, you all know the size of a king-size sheep, right? Well, you try scrambling down that in the dark after a Buddha skag or a snort of horse.
Really, Jerry, that's fine. What was your report on again?
Brazil.
Thank you, Jerry.
Oh, real quick, I need to know who's coming to my party on Friday night. Oh, you know, that's cool. You can just tell me later, or just come. We're serving hot fruit.
All right, everybody. For tomorrow, read chapters 15 through 23.
Oh,
Rise of the Incas.
Jerry, can you stay a minute?
Oh, I gotta leave early today. I'm having my uterus scraped. Oh, I bought a note.
I know, I read the note. We all read the note. Jerry, I'm a little bit concerned about all this party talk. I think you should be more concerned with your failing grades.
Failing grades? Well, we've only been in school for 3 days.
I've calculated your final grade point average based on this morning's geography pop quiz. I'm afraid it all adds up to you being held back.
But if I don't graduate by the time I'm 50, I'll be the laughing stock of Flat Point High.
Then I suggest you spend a little bit more time thinking about your grades, a little less about parties.
I'm only having this party so I can make some friends.
Jerry, let me give you a little advice. No one makes friends with a failure. Okay? Do you understand? Now you run along and have fun. Bye-bye. Lock the door.
Hey, Poppy. I see you haven't had a chance to sign up for my party yet.
Oh, no, I guess I haven't had a chance yet.
Well, maybe now would be a good time to do it.
You know, I'm a little busy.
Oh, you look really busy.
Gosh.
Hey, you want to do something after school today?
Oh, you know, Jerry, I can't. I'm being fitted for the homecoming crowd.
Hey, well, maybe Saturday we can go to Mini Strokes and play some Popeye.
Oh, yeah, maybe not.
Hey, Jerry, what's up?
Way to go! I was this close getting Poppy to sign up for the party, and then you came and you scared her away.
You don't want this girl in your party anyway, Jerry. want you to hear the things to say about your face behind your back.
Yeah, but if they don't come, then it's just going to be you and me. I mean, bring a book. Oh, forget about it. Let's go to lunch. I'm starving.
I can't go to lunch. I have to work in the paper.
Oh, boo-hoo. I won't be dining with a pan-faced chef. I'll peel my own bananas.
Mr. Jellyneck?
Uh-huh.
Oh, what are you painting?
Oh, just a little bit of Americana for Drug Awareness Week. It's the Battle of Miami. Got Columbus here fighting the pilgrims as they attempted to land.
Nice colors. Could I talk to you for a second?
Well, sure, you know my door is always open. What's on your mind?
Well, you seem like an outsider.
I'm an artist.
Well, I'm having a hard time fitting in and making friends.
Really? You have such a beautiful brother.
Stepbrother.
Oh, of course. Listen to me, Jerry. You know something? You're a very special person. Do you know that? Yes, you are. You're a joy to be around. You're beautiful inside. And you know what? All you need to do to fit in, you just need to dig deep inside and find out what makes you unique. Just dig around like a badger in a trash can. Yes. And then just go with what you know.
Go with what you know.
Yes, go with what you know. Right now? Okay, you run along. I got work to do. Lock that door on the way out.
Mr. Jellyneck was right. I only wish I knew what I had to offer. Baby, I love you, Shelly. You're the only one I can talk to. I would just die if anything ever, ever happened to you. Come on, let's go get you a badge, because you know what? It's Shelly for president!
I mean, can you imagine what type of loser parties we'll have?
Hey, guys. Bring hot tea.
Good joke, Poppy. God, we should go just to have a good laugh.
Oh. Hi, Jerry.
Oh.
Hi.
Oh, gosh, that's a nice outfit.
Where'd you get it?
I got it at the Comfort Zone.
Oh, really? Well, you can't tell.
You know, why can't we just be friends?
Because people like you and people like us are never friends.
Just go with what you know.
Who wants to go to a cockfight? I'll drive.
Cockfight?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll see you later, okay?
Hey, don't you girls hate it when air gets trapped in this region?
No?
I can make drunk.
Oh, really, Jerry? Is that a fact?
I could whip a batch tonight with my eyes closed. We'll make you trip your tight little ass off.
Okay, Jerry. Why don't you just do that and bring it to school tomorrow and, we'll just see.
All righty. We'll just see. Oh, and Poppy, I suggest you pack a little bag because tomorrow you're going on the trip of your life. Ooh.
Is Daddy? Do you have a minute? Hey, school went really great today. But, well, I need to ask you for some advice. See, I've got this friend. You don't know her or anything. She's a very, pretty girl. Outgoing, beautiful, gorgeous. Anyway, this friend, well, all she really wants is for people to like her, see? And then she thinks she might have found a way, even though it's illegal and might violate my parole.
Hey, Pops, can I have a few bucks for some chow? Thanks, Pops. Hey, Jer. I hear Anne's coming to your party.
Really? Anne who?
Anne Visible. No one's coming to your party, plug. Color me out of here.
Yeah, well, sleep lightly, you pussy.
You're lucky Pop's here. Expect me when you least expect me.
Stupid blood fart!
Jerry?
Well, he is.
Look, Jerry, I don't mean to butt in, but maybe you and Derek could co-host the party.
What?
That way it would be well attended and you could, go to bed early.
Jerry, it's not so bad making friends with drugs, is it? I mean, come on, it always worked before. In the old days, I would turn people on to hash or tie stick or a palm full of goofballs or lewds. God, they don't make those anymore. Or, oh, sometimes this would do the trick. Stoney and I would go over to Buckles and Puff would turn us on to a hot load of mescaline crumbled into a tumbler of ether with a float of Percocet Jimmy. I'd wake up with blood on my ass and then we'd get high. God, this is some good times.
So, Jerry, you all talk or what?
Why, you see, what this has to say, huh?
What is it?
Well, street name's Glint, but it's also known as Glow, Glimmer, or Satan's Hair Lip. You just, rub it on your lip.
Yeah, and then what?
Well, that's it. Then just relax and let it take you away. Go easy there, Poppy. Gosh, I've never seen anyone do that much Glint before.
It's making my lips numb.
Oh, yeah. It's going to numb it. Actually, it's going to numb it wherever you apply it, which could be a godsend. I used to apply it liberally when I did this donkey show in Tijuana.
You're weird, Jerry.
I am? Thanks, Poppy. Hey, listen, I'm going to have a makeup room at my party on Friday. And I'm going to have a cheese ball. Yeah? Oh, you got to bring your slippers.
All right, let's climb some ropes.
Can we imagine underneath the ball?
Only if you fall. Let's climb. Okay, ladies, time to climb.
Are you all right, Miss Downs?
You seem detached.
I'm, like, fine.
Okay, then, let's climb. Okay, everybody. Now, ladies, on your mark. Go!
Yes, do it! Come on, Jerry, reach over the bridge. You can do it! You can do it! Come on!
I am impressed, Miss Downs.
I'm a bumblebee.
I'm sorry?
I'm a bee, and I have to get back to the hive.
Thank you, Miss Pinnaman. I suggest massive amounts of selenium sulfide. It makes the teeth translucent. Come on in, Miss Blank. As you know, we're meeting with all of the students today. There was a terrible tragedy in gym. Poppy Downs overdose. Thought herself to be a bumblebee. Tried to force herself through a keyhole. And now lies motionless in a coma. Her parents are deeply distraught. Jerry, do you know who supplied Poppy Downs with the drugs that tore her life from her frail yet popular body?
No.
I believe you, Jerry. I know this must be extremely hard on you. Word has it that you and Poppy are as thick as thieves.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, we hang.
So do tell me anything you might happen to remember. And if you need to have your memory jarred, I can supply you with plenty of L-glutamine.
Oh, God.
Good one, Dad. Do it again.
God, don't you dare. Stay in your chair. You'll spill your food.
Oh, hello, Jerry. You're late for supper.
Sorry. Hey, did anyone call about my party?
Nope. Derek was just about to tell us how he lost 2 pounds by spitting.
So anyway, Coach said if I could drop to 109, probably make all state.
Oh, that's wonderful, Derek. So how did school go for you today, Jerry?
Poppy Downs OD'd and she's in a coma.
Poppy Downs is in a coma? What a shame. You know, if she doesn't pull through, I'll have the Widow's League send over some casseroles. They need comfort food.
I'd take it over.
So do they know where she got the drugs?
No, but if Poppy ever wakes up, Principal Blackman says he has ways to get it out of her.
Ooh. Jerry, do
you... I don't even know her! Well, those keyholes are a menace. Someone was bound to freak out and thrash themselves through one. I spent 32 years of my life selling my body for an ounce of chicken and cooking my breakfast up in a teaspoon and hanging out with the gutter hides. You're not pinning it when I meet, baby!
No dessert, Jerry. Don't touch the dog. Don't rub your feces on the lampshade.
First of all, I want to reiterate that I would die if anything ever happened to you. And secondly, if Poppy Downs comes out of that coma, my popularity is going to go down the drain. There's got to be something I can do.
Oh, my dear God, my heart.
Oh. Yeah, sorry about that.
What are you doing in here?
Oh, I was holding a vigil.
Oh, you must be her uncle.
What are you doing?
Well, didn't you hear? Poppy passed away about an hour ago. Sorry for your loss.
Yeah. Good times.
We're here today to dedicate the Poppy Downs Memorial Time Capsule. Inside this sturdy lead container, we placed a good luck poppy card signed by some of our most popular students. A flat point high home on a concrete donkey t-shirt. And a photograph of me dedicating the time capsule. Though we will soon forget where we placed this time capsule and sooner still who Poppy Downs was, we'll never forget the cause of her death. Now I know that whomever supplied her with the glint is at this very moment eating themselves alive with guilt.
I've got something to say. I'm having a Poppy Downs Memorial Party this Friday night at my house. Could I just maybe see a quick show of hands who might be able to come?
Jerry, I wouldn't worry about those grades. This party is an A+.
Glad you think so, Mr. Knopfler.
Really a loss about Poppy.
Yeah, too bad. Mr. and Mrs. Downs, as you probably know, I was with your daughter during her final agonizing moment. Brad?
Well, as you know, I was with your girlfriend Poppy during her final moment.
And, well, I thought it might comfort you to hear her last words.
Take care of my boyfriend.
They may never know who gave me these drugs, but at least it wasn't you, Jerry Blank, my new best friend.
That's it. Come to Mama. Come on.
And, well, then she died. Hi, Amber.
I like the hot fruit.
Makes my lips numb.
That's the same bowl I mix the glint in.
Okay, listen, Paul. Okay, we're all at the party. We're having a really good time.
Okay, shoot me.
It's gonna be the turtle. A very long day.
Give me the turtle.
Okay, party's over, all right? I want you to give me the turtle, all right? You don't know what you're doing.
Give me my turtle. Give it to me. Give me my turtle.
Oh, leave them alone, Jerry. They're just blowing off a little grease.
Give me my turtle.
That was hot.
Shelly! Oh, my God! Shelly! Oh, what have they done? What have I done? Get out of my way! Oh, Shelly. For reasons I'd rather not say, this is bitterly ironic. What a heavy price to pay for popularity. The Downs lost a child, and I lost a turtle. Which is a greater loss?
I don't know. But I do know one thing. Come this Monday morning, everyone at this school will have pity on me. And that's gotta be worth something, right?
It's worth all the whiskey in a drunkard's dreams, Jerry. Because no one can ever take that pity away. You've earned it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, with the exception of Shelley and Poppy Downs, everything turned out to be pretty okay. They never did find out who killed Poppy, so I guess justice was served. I also realized that this second time through high school, I'm a little bit wiser. Oh, I'm still doing the wrong things, but at least I'm doing them the right way. Oh, I almost forgot. Hi, Mother. It's me, Jerry. There's someone I want you to meet. Shelley, this is my real mother. Mom, this is Shelley. Now don't you two stay up yakking all night. Good night.